You didn't ask for political discourse, did you?
No, sir. I'm that interested. It really does. You said they had gardens over there?
Yeah.
What kind of vegetables?
Vegetable gardens, turnips, tomatoes, radishes, onions, everything, corn.
What kind of corn?
Yellow and white corn, both.
Some areas, you know, people eat one and not the other. Mm. What do people eat here? Do they eat them both?
Eat them both.
How do you eat corn?
I believe I like the sweet corn, the sugar corn, the white corn a little better, maybe. And there are some varieties of yellow corn that are just about as good, and of course there's some varieties of corn that are just feed corn. You have to get them right at very small ears, or they're awfully tough.
Well, when you just take the corn and put it in boiling water like that, how do you serve it?
Put butter and salt and pepper on it.
So you say you're going to have what?
Just roasting ears, roasting ears. The office. Every day when he left, he made the same remark. Well, I'm going to be better to you than the devil ever will be. I'm going to leave you. You going to leave me, Mr.? Other than that, you haven't got a goddamn thing to do, have you?
No, I'm sorry, Deputy. Yes, you're finding out that you can do without me and that I'm overpaid.
He and I worked together for about 34 years. And sometimes we get to yawn each other and think we didn't like each other. Me and Mr. Debbie Wilde and I were talking about that as a kid was working on the freight wagon. He and I just would yaw at each other. There was a stranger up here one day, and we had a long counter up there in front of the desk, right out in sort of the middle of that room. And this fellow was up in about the center of it. And Mr. Allen and I just kept yawning, and I was leaning across, shaking my fist at him and all that stuff. He thought that young fella was going to jump on that old man. He kept moving down, he moved down, he got clear down to the end where there was a wall. There wasn't any place for him to go. And finally, we just both looked at him and just died laughing. And he was bad as hell. He thought he was going to see an awful sight.
Frank won that baby Frank. Baby Frank.
Mr. Allen, one of the few men I ever saw in my life who retired and improved. He got younger. His digestion was better. He enjoyed fishing. Had a lot of different hobbies. Most men sort of dry up when they quit work, Don't have anything that they have to do. I asked him one time, I said, Uncle Billy, how about let's go fishing? He said, I tell you, I think I can get off. And he was well up in his 80s. My wife was raised right around the corner from him, played with his kids and so forth. And her sister was here from El Paso, and brother-in-law. And we were going to have Mr. We invited him out to the ranch.
Michael went out with that orange blossom special.
He said, well, that's special. He said, you'll have to come get me. He said, since I've gotten this old, says I just don't drive my car at night on the highway.
Now, that's your orange blossom special.
Well, I'm coming to get you. And he had more fun than a barrel of monkeys.